Welcome, Progressive Radio Network listeners, green future growers, and anyone who's new to the show. So, Jackie Marie Beyer here, host of the Organic Gardener podcast, and I'm just reaching out to you today to let you know about some of the things that have been going on in the podcast that maybe you don't know about. So, for one, over Christmas break, Mike and I created a free garden course. You can go to freegardencourse.com or freeorganicgardencourse.com, or just go to the Organic Gardener podcast homepage, and right on top it says, click here for the free garden course. And it's just, it's designed to be a lesson each month that you can listen to help you create a garden, whether you're wanting to build an earth-friendly landscape, you want to put in some deep beds, you're starting your garden journey from scratch, or even if you're looking to move to a market farmer, because a lot of my listeners I know are a little more experienced gardeners, and I think they're, you know, either, and even if you don't want to sell produce at the market, you want to be the most effective person you can be in your garden. So I know Mike and I, you know, we want to grow a lot of food for us. We're just kind of dabbling in the market farm area. But just if you want to grow enough food for your family, maybe, or you're somebody like me who works full time and just want to have some access to local food. So we developed free garden course. The first five or six lessons are basically complete. And so, like I said, it's designed to be a course you can start one lesson at a time. And then the other thing I did for the beginning of January to go along with my 2018 garden journal data keeper is I created a garden goals challenge, and it's been very popular. I see the download numbers are really up there. So if you would like to join the garden goals challenge, I really gonna encourage you to go to the Organic Gardener podcast. You click on the podcast tab, and the garden goals challenges should come up. If you've never downloaded, if you don't listen to podcasts, certainly podcasts are really easy to do. If you're not a podcast listener and you like listening to audio, there's some great podcasts out there. There's lots of other garden podcasts, but there's podcasts on just about everything. You know, certainly Serial is a fun one I've been re-listening to on my drive, which is totally just off topic whatsoever, but I don't know why. I just like to listen to that one. It's about this murder that took place back in 1999, and Sarah Koenig, she's just a great storyteller, tells the story of the investigation. So it is a real story. So I'm just going to certainly encourage you to listen to some podcast. But I'm glad you're liking the Organic Gardener podcast interviews on Monday nights on Progressive Radio Network. Several of you have reached out to us already, which is always exciting to hear from listeners. And so if there's anything you'd like to learn, guests that you specifically like, let me know. All the archives are on our website. iTunes, I think, only holds about 100 podcasts up there. So I kind of try to recycle as much as I can things that I think will be interesting to you. So I'm so glad to be speaking to the Progressive Radio Network audience. And just if there's anything we can do, let us know. You can always reach me at organicgardenerpodcast@gmail.com. Mike's email is mikesgreengarden@gmail.com. We're certainly on Facebook. You can find us there. Join the Organic Gardener Podcast Facebook group. We'd love to hear from you, answer any of your questions, and just whatever we can do to help you build your organic oasis. So if you'd like to join the 2018 Garden Goals Challenge, just let us know. Just check it out on the Organic Gardener Podcast website. You can listen to the audio files and see all the show notes there. They're very simple, designed to be 5 to 10 minutes at the most, just to help you kind of organize your thoughts. And I frequently tell listeners, I always think journals are important because they're great places to go back and read. So thanks for listening. The Organic Gardener Podcast is sponsored by Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, gardeners, healthy eaters, strength trainers, and green future growers just like you get lower rates on their life insurance. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/OGP or mention the promo code OGP when you talk to a Health IQ agent to save up to 33% on your life insurance.
Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast today. I am so excited because I have something new that I have wanted to do for so long, and I think that this is going to be awesome. It's Wednesday, March 21st, 2018, the second official day of spring, and I have an awesome guest on the line who's going to come and talk to us about food. Like every Friday, hopefully. Well, we'll talk on Wednesday and I'll try to post on Friday so we can talk about things that you're going to find in your CSA, things you want to cook, things that you might get at the farmer's market. And she has a podcast that I know you're going to want to check out. So welcome to the show, Andrea.
Catherine.
Thank you so much, Jackie. And I'm really glad to be here. This is fun for me too, to be able to share with your audience some of the things I'm interested in and to overlap a bit. So I'm just really stoked that we're connecting. And my background is as an Ayurvedic health counselor and yoga health coach and yoga teacher. And I work mostly with women who are overwhelmed and trying to figure out how to reincorporate self-care into their lives, how to make healthy habits simple, how to get the things that they want. And one of those things that we all want, I think, is to feel good in our bodies. And one of the biggest ways we do that is related to what we put in our bodies. And so I'm excited to talk about food. I love food so much. And I think there are ways that we can use our relationship with food to benefit us and still enjoy that relationship without it feeling restricted or limited. So hopefully you can feel that way too after listening to our conversations.
Awesome. I think you're going to have just tons of golden seeds for listeners. And we're going to have a short episode today because I messed up and I was at a meeting and I forgot to run up to my apartment after the meeting. Like, I was like excited to do yesterday. So I'm going to stay quiet and let Andrea tell you about, well, first you have to tell everybody, they're probably going, what's her podcast? Tell them what your podcast is.
Yeah. So my podcast is called Fearless Self-Love, and you can find it on iTunes and also on my website, groundedhere.com/podcast. Or you can search Andrea Catherine, Fearless Self-Love. And there's, I believe, 17 episodes up now. I started in November. And the show features interviews with creatives and wellness pros and their personal journeys to how they take care of themselves, how they show up for themselves, and how that impacts the lives around them and their work as healers and artists. And it's a really fun conversation. They're all around about an hour. And I give a little bit of a yoga practice or mindfulness practice at the beginning, and then summarize what one of the tips, one of the self-care tips that my guests offer at the end of the show. So you leave with some things to implement into your own life.
And I loved it. I've really enjoyed it. So you've had some great guests and I always learn something, and some of them I've even saved. They've been so good because I like to listen to them over and over.
Thank you. That means so much to me. And there's lots of, for those folks who are in Montana, there's some local folks to the Flathead Valley that are featured, and also folks from all over the world. And it'll continue that way because I love to travel. So it's, you know, something for everyone there.
Cool. All right. Well, let's talk about spring.
Yeah. So from an Ayurvedic perspective, Ayurveda is traditional Indian medicine or East Indian medicine, sister science of yoga. And Ayurveda translates to meaning life knowledge or the study of life or self-knowledge or the study of you. It's really like this intuitive awareness that we have about how to take care of ourselves, but there's also a rhythm and there's a learning that we can all do to better understand ourselves. And really it's looking at how do the behaviors that we have reflect or not reflect what nature is doing, because we're a part of nature as humans, right? We talk about food being a part of nature and growing out of the ground, and you know, we're taking care of it, but I think sometimes we forget that we are also part of nature, part of the creation that's here on this planet, and that we need to be nourished and taken care of as well. And so Ayurveda helps us to remember that. So springtime is thought of as, here in Montana, we call it mud season. I never grew up calling it that in Michigan, but it fits so well here. And it actually fits with the the Ayurvedic definition two of this season, which is correlated with Kapha dosha. Doshas are thought to be biological humors, or the way that that energy shows up in all things. And I'll get into that a little bit more. So Kapha is really the combination of earth and water, which when you mix earth with water, you get mud. And so the way that that shows up in the season is pretty obvious. If we just look around us, there's things growing, right? There, water is nourishing the seeds in the ground. Soon we're going to have mustard greens. We're going to talk about that in a minute here. And in our bodies too, this can be a season of congestion. Like there can be excess fluid in the lungs. People can get a spring cold. They can also feel a little bit stuck in their bodies, right? It's a really good time to grab a partner and go do something new. Like I just joined CrossFit, believe it or not, which is something I even a few months ago would have told you I would never do, but I really need the accountability and the motivation and the community to get unstuck. And so that Kapha energy can feel like mud in our bodies. The cool thing is though, that it also provides us with a lot of endurance. So we might be resistant to change, but we have the capacity for it right now. And so in springtime, the foods that are available help us to balance that heavy, weighty, watery, earthy tendencies that can leave us feeling maybe more lethargic or mentally stuck or cloudy or even depressed. So if we look at what's growing soon, things like mustard greens and the sprouts of all of the, you know, just the beginnings of all of the plants that we're going to eat throughout the summer, things that are coming up are bitter and astringent and drying to help evaporate or work against the water, the excess weight and heaviness that we might have in our body, to break up congestion and also to cleanse or detox what we may have been eating all winter, which we may have needed to eat during the winter, heavier root vegetables and meat and dairy and those sorts of things.
Wow, you, like, I had no idea there was even this much to know about this
already. Oh, we're going to get into it.
Well, cool. And I have, like, little sprouts growing in my, I'm so excited because already we just planted arugula and lettuce in my windowsill, and already the arugula is big enough, like, I can take their itty-bitty tiny leaves, like, the size of your pinky, but they make your sandwiches pop and your soups pop if you just put a few on there, and they didn't take long to burst at all, so.
Yeah.
How about mustard ground greens? I haven't really eaten mustard greens.
Well, so I want to maybe do a little tangent here for just a second. In Michigan, and maybe out here in Montana too, there's this invasive called garlic mustard. Do you know about garlic mustard? Mm-mm. No. So it grows everywhere in the springtime, and people are like just grabbing it, uprooting it on all the trails and everything. And I think somebody, you know, somebody thought it was good and intentionally brought it, and then it's just taken over with like every other invasive species. But it tastes like garlic and mustard. And mustard greens that you can buy in the store and grow in your garden have that similar pungency. And we actually need that pungency, right? When you talk about the arugula in the sandwich, it's like, I'm wondering what happens. Like, do you know what happens in your mouth or what you feel in your mouth, Jackie, when you bite into arugula? What do you feel?
Alive.
Alive. But is there like this sparkiness, or like, does your mouth kind of pucker a little bit too?
Yeah. Well, I find like the baby arugula is a lot less than like the, like when it grows to like a whole leaf.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a little more palatable maybe, but that, yeah, that bitter taste can kind of, it kind of wakes us up. Like you said, it makes you feel alive. And so going back real quick to the Kapha dosha, the earth and water, there's no fire in that combo. And so we kind of need something to be a little bit sharper to break through some of that, and mustard greens do that. And they're just really bitter. They're the sharp flavor. And I've actually been putting them in my smoothie in the morning, which may sound ridiculous, but you know, you might put ginger in your smoothie. Some people might put cayenne pepper or lemon. It's got that same kick. And so using mustard greens, like you could put them on your sandwich too, or you could cook them in with other things. They're going to be really pungent, and you want to be mindful that they have such a strong kick that you're going to want to use less of them than you would another green. So if you were to switch from arugula to mustard greens on your sandwich, you might want to, you know, mix it in instead of just switching over completely, or you'll be in for quite a surprise. But arugula is a bitter green as well. And so if you're not ready to try something like a mustard green, you might do even something like kale or arugula, or even just starting to incorporate greens into your diet at all in the springtime is a good idea, because it's going to start to help strip out whatever kind of gunk has clogged the channels, so to speak, from the winter, help you feel lighter and more alive. So I'm happy to share my smoothie recipe with you if you want.
Yeah.
So this is in part from my friend Angela Christine, who's in Canada, and her high vibe tribe. And I basically made her smoothie and then added, the first morning I added 2 mustard green leaves, which was a mistake. I could not drink the whole thing. It was so spicy. But okay. I had 1 mustard green leaf, 1 whole avocado, even a half of an avocado is probably enough, an apple. So you need a high-powered blender for this. The juice of 1 lime, 1 inch or a little less cube of peeled ginger. Cup of coconut water or almond milk, and then blend it until it's smooth. And if you know, need more of any of those things, you can add them. You can experiment. You could also use applesauce instead of an apple.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, if you're feeling like, if you have an old blender like we used to have, then you might need that. You could also use powdered ginger. I tend to add turmeric to my smoothies as well. And you could add a little honey if you needed to. And so it's just a way to start incorporating some of these flavors that help us to digest appropriately for the season. And I'm happy to share more about that at any point if anyone's interested. But like we talked about before we hit record, it can be easier to add things rather than subtract them. So if you're like not ready to give up the heavy foods from the winter, then just adding some of these bitter greens can help to stoke your digestive fire. We call it Agni in Ayurveda, to help you start to process your foods more easily so that you can do all the things like eliminate well and move well and feel alive.
Do you want to spell Ayurveda just for listeners, just in case?
Sure.
They've never heard of that. Absolutely. Or seen it. It's like A-E-Y or something, right? Or A-U-I, or I don't know.
A-Y-U-R. Ayur means life. And Veda, V-E-D-A, is knowledge. Those are the roots of the word. And the interesting thing about Sanskrit, so as I use other Sanskrit words as we talk every week, Sanskrit is phonetic language and use symbols, which we don't have. So you may see different people spell things differently, but that's how Ayurveda is most commonly spelled, A-Y-U-R-V-E-D-A.
Well, I got to say, you have packed more information into a 10-minute episode or 15-minute, whatever we got, than I ever have. And thank you so much for coming on and sharing this. I was going to say, Patty Armbruster was selling kale the other day. Oh. Now, she has a heated greenhouse, but she's also in northeastern Montana. Cool. And so, yeah, they've got this cool thing going. You should check out, listeners, her website at some point. But I know you have to go, Andrea. So thank you so much for coming on. And listeners, we'll do better next week. I promise I will not be late.
Yay. Thanks so much, Jackie.
Okay. Tell me your website one more time.
GroundedHere.com.
GroundedHere.com. So GroundedHere.com.
Yep.
And Andrea Catherine. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I know you're good.
So we'll talk next Wednesday at 5:15.
Yes, and I won't be late.
No, that's fine. This is great. I hope this is what you wanted too.
This was better than I ever could have imagined. It was so what I wanted. I'm so glad, because like I said, I've been looking for somebody who wanted to do this for a long time, because I know my listeners are going to, and you brought like this mix of medicine and knowledge, and they're going to learn for either their CSA customers or their people, or just for themselves or their family.
So cool. Thank you. Well, let's be in touch and send me so I can share with my community as well.
I will. All okay. Right. Thanks, Andrea.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, listeners. So it's Saturday morning, March 24th. I'm just going to jump in here super quick because, one, I didn't get this edited before Friday, so you are hearing it today, Saturday, instead. But I promise I won't be late Wednesday, and I will get it up Friday. I put out the spring, a little thing about what's new in spring, and talked about two things. One, community radio, and I got an email from the community radio, Hot Springs Community Radio, that picked me up in Montana from the Free the Seed things, and I said, are they listening? You know, how's it going? And she said she loves hearing me on the radio. Somehow they're just downloading them more than I've even sent, it sounds like, because I only sent a couple of sample episodes. So that just made me feel so good. So if you want to see if the Organic Gardener podcast can be picked up on your local community radio, it would be awesome if you reached out to them and then let me know how it's going, if you hear the show or if they need, you know, me to send them the links, whatever. It's not hard. So, and then the other thing was I had put out that I was looking for some help. And like, so here's an example of a project. Like, so I talked about Rockstar Millennial and I thought it would be awesome to play those 70 Rockstar Millennial episodes in a row. So that would take, if we put one out a day and there's 70 of them, or a couple out a day, maybe it would go for 2 months of just constant content being. Now, I think it's awesome to either hear those interviews again, because just like we teach the kids at school constantly, repeated reading, well, repeated listening, you know, you're going to learn something again. You're going to hear something again. Like the first time you hear an interview, it's just, you can't always remember everything, or maybe you heard it in August and they gave a tip for March. So, I think it'd be cool to replay those, especially as, you know, gardening right now is being, you know, it's the season. So people are interested. But do you know how long it takes me to just go into podcast websites, click on the interview, hit duplicate, and then replay it? Like, it probably takes 2 to 3 minutes per episode. So we're talking about 140 minutes. And I have all to do to edit each interview and keep up with the interviews, because people are booking. Like last Saturday, I did 3 interviews in a row. I don't know the last Saturday I did 3 interviews just right in a row. And this is with people dealing with my crazy schedule as it is. So if I could find somebody who could do that, you know, it's something you can do remotely, because you just go into the website and hit replay. I might have to upload the audio somehow, but at some point, like, you know, adding in the Health IQ sponsorship to those, like, that really takes a few minutes. So these are the kind of tasks that I could use help with if you, because like I know I said somebody with social media or somebody with website experience. I mean, we're not talking about difficult. We're talking about, like, you go in, I could teach you very quickly how to go in to the podcast website thing. You just search the person's name, the episode, you hit duplicate. There's a couple of things you have to change. Set the date. It's just very basic, but very time consuming. And it will just help share that content. And then the other reason I like to do it is because iTunes only keeps 100 episodes up. I have never figured out how to archive the old episodes. So you can go to the website and listen to all, you know, I'm up to 232 now, I think, 218 of which have been published, or 222 maybe have been published, I think. But if you want to go on iTunes, to me, it's just easier to just have them keep rotating. So, I mean, ideally, there could be 100 episodes, a new episode going out every day of just some of the repeated ones. So, I don't know. Let me know what you think. If you don't like hearing the replays, definitely let me know. But it seems like they get listened to. And the Garden Goals I was going to mention has a ton of downloads, even though people have not actually signed up for the Garden Goals Challenge. There's like a special email list. I don't know if people are signing up and thinking that's where they're getting or how it really works. So, but it seems like a lot of people downloaded that episode, especially the final one where I put them all together. I sent an email out to the list the other day saying, we'd love to see your pictures. If you have any questions, how's it going? You know, I really think if I'm going to have a challenge, maybe I should make like an actual like weekly check-in, or maybe a private Facebook group for that thing or something. you know, I know other people like the green smoothie girls that do the 30 green smoothie thing. Like they constantly are sending things to the people that sign up for their challenge. I mean, it is a paid, their challenge is a paid challenge. And I don't know if people would be interested in that down the line. I don't know. I'm just curious to see how things are going. And then I will try to get the Spring Garden Journal update out this week. I might just have to print it just like an update. It's just a shorter version and not have something for each month like I wanted to go in there, because that could maybe be like a full year project actually if I was going to go through all the pictures that we have over the years and kind of figure out what we were doing, what we generally do every March, what do we do every April, what do we do every May, what do we do every June, what's Mike doing in July, what's he doing in August. To curate that content, it might be something that's going to take me 2 full weeks this summer. So I might just put the Spring Journal out that you can get. It's going to be $8.95 on Amazon. It'll come delivered. I don't know. I guess if you're not a Prime member, you'd have to pay shipping. But if you are Prime, it's just $8.95 and it come right to you. And it will help you keep track of what you're doing in your garden this year. So, and the regular 2018 one is there right now, the full one for $12.95. So it's not that much more. And if you don't know Amazon, I think they have free shipping if you order something over $35. And I don't know, to me, it's just we buy everything on Amazon, because ever since I went to the saw shop and they were like, you need to go to Kalispell to buy a mall, I just kind of just go to Amazon first. Because if you can't even buy a mall in Montana in the saw shop where you get your chainsaw fixed, I don't know what to say. So we buy tons of things from there. The weed eater, you know, always has to be replaced every couple of years and it just comes delivered to the house. I don't know why I don't buy it. Like one of the teachers I talked to says she buys like flour and milk and like all her groceries on there now because it's so much easier for her. You know, we had a tough winter here, but I don't know. For me, Amazon works. So I hope it works for you. I hope if you do shop at Amazon, you go through the Organic Gardener Podcast Facebook page. Because even if you don't buy like any book is clicked on that link. And even if you don't buy that book, I get a small itty bitty teeny tiny commission off of whatever you do buy. The other thing my friend Daisy keeps telling me is I should build a Patreon site. And there is one. I mean, I made a Patreon site. I don't really, you know, it's like, I think $1 a month and you can get the episodes or something. Maybe I will build something out there down the line. Just curious, because she says she donates to a lot of Patreon sites. And my brother said that too. He's like, I wouldn't buy a book off of Amazon, but I would go to Patreon and support people. So that was one. My brother told me that I created it. Nobody's ever gone there. But if you want to donate to the show, you know, it cost me a minimum of $100 a month to just to host it. Just between the website and the podcast host and I wish I could go back to my $10 a month scheduler because they were awesome, but I just can't afford the $10 right now for that. And I've had a lot of scheduling problems. Like even today, I'm supposed to talk to the guy from Young's Farm. My calendar said it was at 8:30. He said it was at 2:30. I don't know if we're ever going to get it right. So I really loved my Schedule Once calendar. They were awesome. 24 hours before it started, you got a notification. That seems to be the biggest piece that's missing from the calendar scheduler I use now. I mean, you can't complain. Like I said, it's a free one, but the $9 a month one was worth it. And just, there's just a few basic bills that come out to about $100 a month, just to host this. And, the other project I really want somebody to help me with is curating the show note content. And I'm mentioning this because Andrea's show notes are awesome. I love her show notes. And if somebody could take the transcript that I make and turn it into the show notes she makes, which is, you know, basically just kind of finding the golden seeds, which I try to highlight in bold and in green while I'm typing. But just to go through and create show notes is the other project I really want someone to help with. Anyway, that's what's new, March 24th, 2018. Thanks everyone for listening and have an awesome weekend. If you know somebody who would benefit from the Organic Gardener Podcast, we would just love it if you would share it with a friend. Thanks again for listening and remember to grow.